The United Nations Security Council met in an emergency session at the request of Poland to discuss Russian drone incursions into Poland's airspace. UN Undersecretary for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs, Rosemary DiCarlo, gave a briefing to the Council.
This is not the first time that drones have been detected in neighboring countries during the full-scale war in Ukraine. But it is the first time that multiple drones have flown so deep into a neighboring country's airspace. It is also the first time that force was used by Poland and its NATO allies to neutralize the perceived threat.
She put the drone incursions in the context of Russian actions in the war in Ukraine, particularly attacks leading to civilian deaths and destruction of civilian infrastructure.
This week's events underline the dangerous impact of this war on the security of the region and the risk of escalation. This incident also endangers the recent diplomatic efforts to achieve an end to this unprovoked and brutal war. We therefore, once again, urgently call for a full, immediate, and unconditional ceasefire in Ukraine.
Russia's delegate to the UN, Vasily Nevenzia, denied that Russia targeted Poland, claiming instead that the drones went astray because they were jammed. He also blasted what he called an hysterical response, saying it's similar to an information campaign to egg on Ukraine's allies to supply more weapons. Poland's delegate, Marcin Bosacki, says recent events prove otherwise.
It was a conscious decision. It was a conscious decision of Russia to cross yet another red line and test our patience, the patience of the international community. And it was a conscious decision of Russia to deliberately escalate this war. And if this escalation is left without a decisive reaction, Russia will not stop with Poland. Tomorrow, it could be drones or even missiles falling on Berlin, Paris, or London, and the day after, who knows, something might even accidentally cross the Atlantic.
The delegate from across the Atlantic, U.S. Delegate Dorothy Shea, spoke out in support of NATO.
The United States stands by our NATO allies in the face of these alarming airspace violations. The United States is consulting with Poland and our other NATO allies under Article 4 of the North Atlantic Treaty. And rest assured, we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
Even after the meeting, many questions remain. There are those who think the incident was an accident, others a test in preparation for an attack on NATO countries. Yet others think Russia already has more war than it can handle, and the incursion had another goal: getting NATO countries to keep their air defense and weapons to protect themselves instead of sending arms to Ukraine. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.